In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Surf City, North Carolina, was in the news this past week. Maine water supply pipe collapsed. And their city's drinking water system was inundated with dirt and debris and who knows what other contaminants. So after making repairs to the supply pipe, Surf City was going to do a high-pressure flush of the water supply system, which, in addition to getting out the dirt and debris, would also flood the system with rust and lead from old pipes. Now, on the news, there was photos of the tap water. People were, you know, having pictures of their tap water that was coming out, and it looked something like this. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to drink that. So the residents were told not to do laundry for 5 days because the rust would ruin their clothes. More importantly, either to drink bottled water, or you could filter your tap water through a charcoal filter, which you can get at a camping supply store, you can get on Amazon.com. Once the water goes through the charcoal filter, all the impurities are separated out, including chemical impurities. The charcoal will bond to harmful chemicals and even take those out of the water that you can't see. And once you put it through that filter, the water is pure enough to drink again. But in order to be drinkable, the residents had to separate out the bad stuff first. Now, in our epistle today, Paul reminds the Corinthians that they are the temple of the living God. They are the house of the living God. And then quoting from Isaiah and from Ezekiel, Paul says, since you are God's temple, therefore, he says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Since you are the temple, since you are the dwelling place of the living God, come out from among them and be separate. Now, there's two words I want us to look at today in particular. First word is them. Them. Come out from among them. Who or what is the them that we are supposed to come out from? Is it our neighbors? Is it our family? Is it society as a whole? Is it people who look or think or act differently from myself? Who or what is this them? Well, fortunately for us, just a few verses previous will give us a context for what we mean by them. Context is everything. Paul lists exactly what the them is. He says, unbelievers, lawlessness, darkness, and idols. When Paul says, come out from among them, these are the things that he's talking about. Now, the second word I want us to pay particular attention to is separate. Separate. Paul says, come out from among them and be separate. Be separate, says the Lord. Now, some religious groups that take that quite literally. They form separate communities, separate villages. They try to isolate themselves from the world around them. Even in the Old Testament, there was a sense of that physical separation. There were Jewish communities. There's this mistrust of the outside world. But is that what it means in Christ to be separate? And we would say no. That's not what it means. In fact, Paul earlier had told the Corinthians that he does not mean that. He does not mean don't associate at all with the unbelievers. You'd have to go out of the world because unbelievers are part of the world. Paul is already on the record saying it's not isolation. That's not what we're talking about. So if being separate, if separating yourself from them, from darkness and from lawlessness and from idols, does not mean isolation, then what does it mean? What does it mean to separate ourselves from those things? Well, to separate yourself can also simply mean to be different. To be different, to have a different character. If one team separates themselves from the competition, right, it doesn't mean that they physically isolate themselves. It doesn't mean that they'll never play on the same football field as another team. I mean, that would be ridiculous. You can't separate yourself from the competition by avoiding the competition. When a team separates themselves from the competition, it's not isolation, but it means they have a different quality about them. It means that they have a different character about them. It means the quality of their skills is separate somehow from the others, even on the same playing field. And when God calls us to come out from and to be separate from darkness and lawlessness and idols, he means that as believers, we should have a different quality, a different character about ourselves than these things, not to isolate ourselves from them. When God calls us to be separate from darkness, he doesn't mean run away from darkness. He doesn't mean running away from the darkness of this broken world. If anything, we should be running toward the darkness of this broken world. I mean, not in order to become part of the darkness, to participate in it, but as bearers of the light, to bring light to the darkness. You know, light is separate from darkness by its quality and by its nature, not by isolation. We separate ourselves from darkness not by running from it, but by being a light among it. If we were to run from the darkness, who would bring the light there? Who would bring the light there? A similar thing could be said for lawlessness. We are separate from lawlessness by how we live, by a difference in character. Now, the opposite of lawlessness is not legalism. That's an evil in itself. The opposite of lawlessness is righteousness. It's by living a principle-driven life in Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that spirit-driven life will be separate in quality just by its existence, separate in quality to lawlessness of this broken and sinful world. Now, having said all that, there is one bit of isolation, a large bit we do need to do. But that isolation is internal. That isolation is within ourselves. That isolation is the isolation from sin and from the cares of this world. We do need to separate out and get rid of our inner filth. We need to weed out the thorns that choke the word of God in us. We need to separate out the inner dirt and the inner rust and the inner lead that are the sins that isolate us from God and neighbor, so that we can have a quality that stands in contrast to the brokenness of this world. You know, in order to nourish the world, in order to bring the light to the darkness, we ourselves cannot be this. We can't be this. We need a certain kind of separation. In order to nourish the world and bring light to the darkness, we have to be this first. There has to be an inner separation. Yet by God's grace, we are empowered to be that, so that what was corrected internally can now bring life to the world. You know, we live in a world brewing with darkness and lawlessness and idols, no less than first century Corinth. God says, come out from them and be separate, but he does not mean isolate yourself and let others wallow in their hollowness and their pain. He means to separate yourself by quality and by character. That in contrast to the idols of this world, we bear the love and joy and peace of God to the world. That in the face of lawlessness, we lead a principle and a spirit-driven life. And that we never flee from darkness, but rather are bearers of the light. Amen. Amen.